Civic journalism started in newspapers around the country in the early 1990s as a fresh approach to election coverage focusing on issues rather than candidates' photo opportunities. The approach carried over to coverage of other issues such as crime, drug and alcohol abuse, and land use. The emphasis is on finding solutions rather than merely reporting on the problems. University of Wisconsin-Madison journalism professor Louis Friedland led the study with the help of the Pew Center for Civic Journalism. Friedland says civic journalism works.
Whether people were talking with each other more, whether there was some active community problem solving, whether the project involved other organizations in the community, and so on. And what we found was that a large majority of the projects had a strong positive impact in their communities.
But the study also shows only one-fifth of the country's daily newspapers did some sort of civic journalism between 1994 and last year. Many editors and reporters are resisting the trend because they say it crosses the line between reporting and advocacy. John Smalley is the editor of La Crosse Tribune. The Tribune has been doing civic journalism projects since the mid-1990s. Smalley says there's nothing wrong with news organizations providing a forum for communities to solve problems.
I think that's okay. I can live with that kind of advocacy.
Professor Friedland sees more newsrooms employing civic journalism in the future. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.